consider. I'll put a point for it tonight. I do need to pray. I try to study. And when I get up here sometimes, I keep following notes, get lost, different things. But I want to do my best for the Lord. I want to pray for us tonight. We'll read in chapter 1. I've preached a lot of things, I guess, since I can't get right 20 years ago now. Soon be 20 years, coming June be 20 years. I remember when I first came to the Heights for our Wednesday night Bible study. I talked to Brother Heber, so that probably been close to 19, 20 years ago. This is a wonderful book, a great book. I really love Brother Heber. So we'll try to study this book, learn all we can. May God help us. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also we made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than them. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten of the world, he said, that all the angels of God worship him. Of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, God is forever and ever. Scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thy swept righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Thy Lord, in the beginning, hath laid the foundation of the earth, the heavens were the work of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. Thou art the same, thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said, In time shall on the right hand until I make thine enemy and my footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister to them, and shall be the heirs of salvation? If you pray with me, Father, I have read the scripture, it's time now to expound them and speak about them. I want to magnify the Lord Jesus, because this book certainly magnifies and honors Jesus. I want you to help me, Lord, my thoughts tonight. Mine grew cloudy, but I pray you refresh us in the Spirit. Let us be able to remember the thing that we studied, present these truths tonight. And if you'll help me, I will be grateful for it, and I'll honor you for it. Will you bless us tonight around the table of the Word of God? I'll be grateful if I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. A lot of the books, very clear who wrote those books. Many of the epistles of Paul, and again, Paul, an apostle, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some things that are marks of Paul's letters and writing. It has been discussed numerous times among different people, who is the author of the book of Hebrews. Firstly, I've always leaned to that Paul was the author of the book of Hebrews. But there's been many suggestions, and probably, to be honest with you, only God in heaven really knows who the author of the book of Hebrews is. Well, there's no need to argue with that. One thing about it, it's a wonderful book in our Bible.
Amen.
So then we think about the subject of this book. And the subject of this book is the superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I think that's the reason I like it so well, because it magnifies Him. He's my best friend. He's my Lord and Savior. And if anybody's worthy of honor and praise and glory, it is our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I like this book because it magnifies and honors the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks of the superiority of Christ. Not only the superiority of Christ, but Christianity over Judaism in terms of our Lord's priesthood and sacrifice. I don't know if you got what I said or not. My, that's a wonderful description of the book of Hebrews. Magnifying the Lord. Presenting Christ. What we know today as Christianity. Faith in the crucified Savior and His victorious resurrection for the atonement of our sin. The fact that He gave His life for us. Now seated in the heavens in our behalf as our great high priest. My, isn't that wonderful to know that tonight this is presented in the scriptures that I've read to you. The word bearer is a prominent verse in this, a prominent word in this book. I've told and I've searched this out. In fact, I've preached from those better things and better promises. And the better things you find in the book of Hebrews, the word better is found 13 times in the book of Hebrews. Praise God, I'm glad I live today. I'm glad I'm living on this side of the cross. It's a better day. It's a better time as far as our relationship with the God of heaven through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word perfect is found. And you understand, and I understand, that our New Testament, the English Version, King James Version, was translated, the New Testament, much of it out of the Greek language. And I'm told that this word perfect, of course, sometimes we read the word perfect in maybe another word, but this word perfect in the original Greek 14 times. You'll find that word perfect in this book. And it's speaking and it means a perfect standing before God. I'm glad tonight, though I'm a sinner, filled with failure and mistakes, praise God, before God tonight, I have a perfect standing.
Amen.
The word eternal or forever is found numerous times in this book. I'd just give a little introduction tonight, and then we'll just move along from here as we go throughout this year on Sunday night. But wonderful book. I wish we could get all that we can out of the teachings of this book and learn from it. It is a book of evaluation. It is a book of exhortation. The word exhortation in this book means encouragement. A lot of people steer away from the book of Hebrews. We have what we call problem passages in there. That there's a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of things that perplex people in the book of Hebrews. My, I don't want to avoid it because it is a book of encouragement. My, we need encouragement in these days. It's a book of examination. It's a book of expectation. And it is a book of exaltation. And it exalts the person and work of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a book. We find the superiority of Christ. In this passage I've read tonight, we find Him superior to the prophets. By the way, were some great men in that Old Testament era. You think about Moses, Elijah, Elisha, Daniel, Joel, Habakkuk, Jonah, Ezekiel. I tell you, men, God, I mean, God spoke to them and spoke through them. I tell you what I believe they were holy men of God that God spoke through. Great men. I tell you, Israel, the Jews themselves, my, how they exalted the prophet Moses. They said, we follow him. And Jesus said, yeah, but he spoke of me. You need to listen to what he said about me. Amen. For I am greater. And he was greater. He is greater than the prophets in this wonderful book.
Amen.
Then in this first chapter, he's greater than the angels. A lot of folk majored on angels. I don't see so much of it right now. But it hadn't been many years ago till there was this revival of angels. People was buying angels and they used them for whatever purpose. But this thing of angels began to revive again a few years ago. But I want to assure you that angels are bodies. And I'm not real sure that angels per se have wings. The spirit being.
Amen.
Now where this thing of wings come from, I think was a higher order than just the angel ministering spirits themselves. Didn't mean to get into this, but I think it comes from those seraphim with two wings. They had six wings with two. Covered their feet, and with two they covered their face, and with two a six-winged creature, with two they did fly. I think they are really a separate order. They're known as the seraphim. I think that's where these winged creatures, this ideal of angels having wings. As far as I know, I don't have a hero, but I'm trying to tell you. Praise God, we got somebody that's better than everything else. Whether it be angels, prophet, or whatever tonight, we got somebody that's a whole lot greater. As far as I know, angels are sexless, but they're always referred in the male form.
Amen.
No female angels.
Amen.
Amen. And you may call her angel, but they ain't no female angels. Hallelujah. And we have the time tonight. I've never heard that before. We have now. And if you'll prove me wrong, sweetheart, next time I preach, I'll preach that there's female angels. But until then, I'm not going to preach that. I tell you what. There's some good saints of God that I tell you, as far as my life's concerned, they've been better and greater than angels. Amen. See, some of you about to get the ideal that I didn't like women. I tell you, my mama was a woman. I had two good sisters. I'm married to one. Praise God, glad of it. Amen. When God made man, he said it wasn't good for him to be alone. And so he made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Man, I'm getting blown off track tonight. I'm just telling you, I'm not against women, but praise God. God is great tonight, and it's greater than all his creation. Whatever it might be. The Lord Jesus is who I'm talking about when I say that God is good. Because he's the God-man and he's the one that's presented in this book to me.
Amen.
He's greater in his person. He's superior to the prophets. He's the very Son of God. He's the prophets were
were men that were called of God, anointed of God, led of God, moved of God. But now, this Savior, this Lord Jesus, this one that we honor and worship, is not merely a man that's called by God, but he's the very Son of God, the very God-man.
Amen.
Bible says, God in sundry times, in various parts of Israel's history, and in diverse manners, in various ways through the law that he gave, through his institutions, through his ceremonies, through kings and judges and prophets, God spoke in time past, but now in his last day, he spoke to us in his Son, or by his Son. Would you hear him? Would you listen to what he has to say? The Bible said that he's appointed him heir of all.